At Verizon, anyone can trade in their old phone for a new one on us with Unlimited Ultimate, which means everyone in your family could get a new phone and stay on your family plan, keeping you close.
Hey, Mom, you seen my toothbrush?
Yeah, I'm almost done with it.
Oh, maybe too close. Trade-in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
They say to fully enjoy life, you should collect experiences, not things. Physical things you buy become outdated. They lose their appeal. But an experience lasts forever and grows over the years. That's why I want you to know about the Mervis Diamond South Africa Safari coming this March 2025. Enjoy a five-star luxury adventure with native South African and longtime fixture on the DC Diamond scene, Ronnie Mervis himself, leading the group. I've been on the trip twice, and it is spectacular. You'll fly to Cape Town, see the legendary Table Mountain, visit wine country and the spectacular coast. Then it's off to the Kapama Game Reserve to see the Big Five in their natural habitat: lion, elephant, Cape buffalo, leopard, and rhino. Finally, a tour of the Cullinan Diamond Mine in Johannesburg to see where the sparkly magic comes from. All told, 11 luxury days on the ground, all-inclusive, for just $6,300 a person. This is it, people. The banger safari trip of a lifetime. I've been twice with Ronnie. You will not be disappointed. I guarantee it. Book now. Space is limited, and it's filling up quick. For more information, go to MervisDiamond.com/safari or call travel consultant John Almeida at 888-722-4872 and tell him I sent you. Remember, life is short. Collect memories, not things. We might be in the final quarter of the football season, but that doesn't mean winning season is over. Oh no. With MyBookie and its cash out system, you are in control of how you bet and how you win for the rest of the season. Season win totals, parlays, points totals. If you're on the right side, you can get out while the getting is good. Cash out. Use the funds on other bets, or just let it ride for the chance at a bigger payday. Any way you slice it, you are in control. To get started, go to mybookie.ag now. That's mybookie.ag. Register for an account for free. When you're ready, make your first deposit, and remember to use promo code ZABE. That's Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo, and grab a welcome bonus on the house. That's promo code ZABE to claim your deposit bonus. The season is running out, but winning season has just begun. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere at mybookie.ag.
It was snuffed out, and the field goal unsuccessful. And the problems continue in that department.
Howard sitting back there with time to throw. See, the backers are moving. Here they come.
Heavy pressure. Howard delivers downfield. And Smith, he's got it! Jeremiah Smith hadn't had a touch in the second half until that potential game clincher. First down at the 10. The longest, toughest postseason climb in the history of the sport. And after all that, it's Ohio State together at the mountaintop. Champions of college football.
Kirk Herbstreit join us now, and man, this story can now be told, right? You guys heard it. Holly asked him about it. We've all heard Ryan Day say the story can only be told if we win tonight. Herbie, I'll let you start as a guy grew up there and wore the uniform. What's the story of this team?
Oh, don't start with me, man. I'm a little emotional. I'm just fired up for these guys. When I call these games, I'm incredibly objective. And I love all these Ohio State teams, but this team, because of what they went through, to get to this point, you're just happy, you know?
This is where the DJ talks. Don't say anything.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, Hoser. Let's go. Hey, Hoser, it's snowing in New Orleans. Holy shit, Charge. How about
yeah,
the
I love it.
Best
I
tweet,
love it.
Best tweet of the day was, we never used to get blizzard warnings from the Gulf of Mexico. The Gulf of America sucks. Take off, Hoser. It's kind of funny that this whole Gulf of America thing that Trump is now calling it is such a triggering thing to many. Yeah, on the surface, it's pointless and silly and okay, you can laugh and snicker. On the other hand, why the fuck not? It's basically our Gulf. It spans between Florida and Texas and Mexico.
Yeah, it Mexico runs the full length of it, too. I don't know. I always assumed it was tongue-in-cheek. I don't think we're trying to make it a real thing here, are we?
No, he said the first actual warnings from the state of Florida said red in the official government thing, Gulf of America.
America.
Now, will educational institutions follow suit?
No chance.
Yeah.
Probably not.
Okay, so just a little bit of inside baseball here. First of all, I overslept the scheduled start date because I was napping like a mofo on a cold winter Tuesday and then just lost track of time, and then Charge had to eat a lovely steak dinner prepared by his beautiful wife, Roxy.
True.
And that then caused us to delay by an hour, and Charge said, your penance is I get to pick the playlist of topics for tonight. And I'm like, okay, fair play, but let's make sure we at least get in the national championship. You heard the montage before the music started there. But in addition to that, I have to have you sit tight for 2 seconds as I mop up some messes in aisle six of previous podcasts so I can stop getting emails from people. All right?
Okay.
One is Roger Staubach was never a Green Beret. Andy Polden said that was the case, that he was a, quote, Green Beret. He was never a Green Beret. He was in the Navy.
Navy, yeah.
And not in the Army. So there's
not an
that.
Admiral either.
No, but a fine man, like, you know, a cowboy killer
sure.
For me as a Redskin growing up that I could actually respect and like. I met him at the Super Bowl 1 year, and I was like, God damn, Roger Staubach, this guy is hard to hate. Just a proud American and a great player, classy guy, successful businessman, but never a Green Beret. So,
and then same thing, by the way, Tom Landry. Who doesn't like Tom Landry? I mean, or at least respect Tom Landry. Joe Gibbs, same thing.
Right.
But, you know, Landry did everything the right way. That's...
And then the other correction was I said that Trump's the first president to get elected, be unelected, then come back for another term. Wrong. Grover Cleveland did it.
Yeah. How about that?
President 22 and 24. So there we go. The corrections are mopped up. Now let's get to the meat of it, and let's start with the championship game.
This is me. I get to choose.
I need to start. You can choose after.
Why?
Because I open with the montage you didn't hear because it's post-production, Charge. Just go along with this. Of the Ohio State National Championship game.
All right, fine. I will yield because your name is on the show, not mine.
I want to deliver the hits to people. They're like the day after the national championship game. They want to hear about this at the top, not at the end of the podcast. So let me get this over with. First of all, it involves a very juicy topic, which is why can't Marcus Freeman add? The decision to kick a field goal down 16 with 10 minutes and change left in the game left many people more than just baffled. It left them screaming at their TVs. In addition, he has very famously and has been chronicled an analytics guy, Charge, that shadows him on the sideline.
Yeah.
And yet the analytics guy surely said, you've got a 2-score game, you're electing to stay a 2-score game, and now you just missed the field goal to surely make it a two-score game. What are you doing?
This is a simple math problem. I can understand in the heat of the moment.
Heat?
Messing it up, but you've got a whole support staff to make sure you don't mess that up. And, oh, by the way, every team has got a whole chart set up that has a grid of how much time is left and how many points you're down and or up and whether or not you should be kicking. You just go to the chart. Then
right.
The chart can't say kick there.
And
can't.
If you don't go to the chart, you just turn to the analytics nerd behind you wearing his Notre Dame sideline gear and say, nerd, what are we doing?
Yeah.
So why then would Marcus Freeman, very smart guy, successful coach, great family, by the way, 5 kids, beautiful wife, kicking ass at Notre Dame. I mean, much admiration for Marcus Freeman. Why would he in that moment override all of the systems and all of the fail-safes to not do something blitheringly dumb? Why? I have my theory. I'm going to let you go first.
I don't know the real reason why. I can tell you what he ended up saying. He said, if it was a shorter fourth and goal situation, I probably would have gone for it, but just felt that fourth and nine was not a great chance for us to make it.
Yeah. Okay.
That's what he said.
Right. Which also does not address the issue, which is forget the chances of making it. Your field goal there had very little practical mathematical advantage. You needed the ball
correct.
Two more times, and you needed two more touchdowns against an Ohio State team that was probably not going to give that up. This was your best chance, your only chance, really, to go for it. I think the reason that he went for a field goal there is because he's human, and humans crave comfort, and a field goal feels more comfortable than failing on fourth and goal at the nine. We seek comfort as humans over everything else, over math, over analytics nerds, over charts, over probability, over everything. Comfort. This would feel better. We didn't fail by not getting it on fourth and goal at the nine.
Right.
We succeeded with a chip shot field goal. Doink! Upright don't lie, as I said on Twitter. The great Rasheed Wallace once said, ball don't lie, which is if you get a foul that you don't deserve in basketball, your first free throw is going to miss because the ball don't lie.
Oh, yeah. I like it. I've never heard that. That's a good one.
You never heard that one? Yeah, Rasheed Wallace pioneered that phrase, ball don't lie. And a lot of people don't lie. My partner, Brian Butch, who spent his life in basketball, still does, hates the phrase. And I go, why do you hate it? It's funny. It's cute. Rasheed was a lunatic. He goes, because it's not true. He says you get fouls all the time.
The time. Right, yes.
You don't deserve. And the ball goes in.
How come no matter what, there is never a scenario, Zabe, where somebody is on the receiving end of a bad call, like to their advantage, and somebody says, "No, you got it wrong, refs, you got it wrong. I refuse to take these free throws because it wasn't a foul. I'm down by 30 with 90 seconds left in the game. When it would be inconsequential,
never.
But you could just sort of like do the right thing, and in that moment." Acknowledge that, you are not the wronged party and do the right thing, and nobody ever does.
I have seen on rare occasions in a basketball game a team that knows the referee got it wrong. This was before replay started torturing us with reviews of every touch and tap and tip at the end of a game to the point of insanity. I remember it on rare occasions, team would go, okay, that ref got it wrong as to who knocked it out. It's not going to affect the game, so let's just throw the ball out of bounds on the next play to turn it back over. I've seen in tennis sometimes players tank a point when they know the line judge didn't call it correctly. I've seen that before, but you rarely throw things back. And you sure as hell wasn't going to have Patrick Mahomes say, actually, guys, they didn't commit a personal foul. Please pick that flag up.
Yeah.
And that's a topic we can get to later as well. But let's spin off of the game itself to the exodus from Atlanta, which was apparently one of the biggest nightmares since our pullout in Afghanistan, according to the media, who were standing in hour and 20-minute lines in the TSA pre-check line.
Wow, that's the pre-check?
The Atlanta pre-check at Hartsfield was so long on Tuesday morning that it wound around and outside into freezing cold temperatures.
Atlanta can't handle any temperature below about 40. It is a city completely ill-equipped for any kind of level of cold or God forbid, snow, sleet, sneet, any cold-based precipitation.
But so forget the weather part for a second. I want to talk about the airport part because I was having this discussion with my wife today at lunch. I said, you know, airports are weird in that they're owned usually by cities.
City owns it, or the municipalities. State in some cases, yeah.
Right. So they're owned by the government, but you have no choice in airports. There's not three airports within a 10-minute drive, and then you choose to fly out of the best one that knows how to handle their shit.
Right.
You're stuck with that airport and however they run their operations. How many TSA people do they hire? How do they staff them? How do they manage sick outs, people just not showing up for work, surge traffic on big events like this, et cetera, et cetera. You have no choice. You're at the mercy of these fucking government officials who are fuck-ups. We saw this. I said yesterday, I said, look at the mayor of Philly who can't even spell Eagles. Chanting E-G-L-E-S, Eagles. So I said, okay, so on the one hand, you have the airlines, which are now under strict fines if they are X minutes late with their flights, right? And if they keep you waiting for this long, they are subject to serious penalties that they are required, if they bump you from a flight, to compensate you up to a certain amount, right? There's laws that keep the airlines honest to say, you know, we can't just abuse you. You have a right to travel and a right to get a decent product traveling, but it doesn't apply to airports. And the fact that I pay $70, is it every 2 years, whatever the number is, for a supposedly expedited screening to get me through easier, and I go to fly out of Atlanta and it's an hour and 20, to me that constitutes fraud. What am I paying for?
The funny thing, Zabe, they know exactly what the demand is at the airport at any given time. They know how many people have booked flights at any time.
So they know the outrage.
Right. I mean, it's not like TSA goes, what?
Wow.
A huge surge after the national championship game. We never could have seen it coming.
Didn't know the game was here.
Right. It's been scheduled for 3 years, but you know, we're surprised by it. That's the part that frustrates me, is they know what the demand is and they still don't staff it right. And I don't know why. I don't know all the reasons. Is it a union thing?
What recourse, I don't know.
What
recourse do we as the consumer have, as the citizen, what do we have to go, this is wholly unacceptable in America in 2025?
I'll tell you exactly what recourse we have. You can take a train. You take a bus. You can go drive yourself.
How about fly home on Wednesday?
Exactly. Yeah.
I mean, that is kind of the answer. Like, a lot of it is just, okay, you're going to go. We all think we're just going to pop down to the game or pop over here, and then we're going to pop home, and it's going to be effortless. You really do have to think, what are the chances that shit's going to happen? Like, we take traveling far too much for granted, right, in this country. We're entitled to pop around, go from coast to coast. Nobody ever wants to pay more than $200 round trip for a flight anywhere. That's the number I've found. If a flight is more than 200,
is completely unreasonable these days. There is no flight that's $200 anymore.
Okay, well, 400 is the new 200. If a flight is $516, I guarantee someone I know will go, boy, tickets are really expensive. It's $516.
Well, that's me.
Bitch,
I'm
you're flying from D.C. to Arizona back and forth. What do you want to pay exactly? Well, not that much. It's a lot. Okay, well, don't go to Arizona.
Well, that's the point. That you're answering the question of what recourse do we have, and it's don't fly, and that's not a very functional answer right at this stage, and particularly not in this country. You know, if we lived in, I don't know, Germany, we could drive from any city to any city in about, 6 hours?
Do you know
anywhere,
how big
anywhere?
Germany is, though?
It's
Germany
not
is a
that
lot
big.
Smaller.
That's yeah. right. Germany, you know, that's what I'm saying. You can go anywhere to anywhere in 6-hour drive. America doesn't work that way. So, yeah.
All right, back to Atlanta's bad weather. I pushed you off of that. I want you to finish that topic because you are now in charge right now. Go ahead.
Good. I'm taking command of this show.
Take command, baby.
It's going to get better. I have two Atlanta bad weather stories from my Super Bowl there in, I think, 2000.
I thought the show was going pretty good already. I don't need to go better, but all right, go ahead. Yes,
we'll
the 2000
out.
Super Bowl, Bills-Cowboys running it back from the year before, and that was the game that Thurman Thomas fumbled early, fucked the
No,
Buffalo
this
Bills.
Was this was Rams-Patriots, I think.
Oh, that's right. Memory no, this serves? Was, yes. No, this was Rams-Titans. This was the
yeah,
Dyson
Rams-Titans.
At the
that's
goal
exactly
line
it.
Getting
yes.
stopped at the 1-yard
that's
line.
That's exactly it. That's exactly it, yes. My media seats, by the way, were under the field, which I didn't know there was under the field. Yeah, that was all the cachet that I had for that. But let me tell
so
you,
so
here's
my the game on a TV.
That's
under
right,
the field,
under
in
the
a
field.
Media room. Oh my God.
It was not a media room. It's basically storage where they put up some pop up tables and a TV on a cart. And
why did you go to that game?
I had a contact at the NFL that was willing to get me a press pass. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to do it. So I went down.
Who
and,
paid for the trip?
My company did. This is in the fan ball years.
Oh, okay. Fan ball.
Many years ago. So it's cold weather the week of that. It's very cold weather the week of that. And by very cold, I mean by Atlanta standards, which is to say it's around 32 degrees. And everybody's in a panic. I flip on the news one of my days there. And the news had two key pieces of information to pass along to people during this weather emergency of 32 degrees. Number one, do not bring your grill inside and light it to stay warm. Inside your house. Like, you gotta be kidding me. Who is doing that?
Hey.
And number two, Zabe, and this is on the local news. Number two is how to wear a hat. They had a reporter.
Grab hat by edges,
yes.
Lift overhead, pull yes. firmly into place, covering the ears.
Exactly.
Now you should be
exactly. It's crazy. So then a couple nights later, and they're getting a lot of sleet and it's icy. And I went to the Taste of the NFL. I'm driving home about 11 o'clock on the highway. Major highway. It's like 4 or 5 lanes each way, which Atlanta is famous for, like, you know, 5-6 lanes wide, that kind of stuff. And all of a sudden, it all comes to a stop. At 11 at night, we're stopped. And it's I'm on a part of the highway that's going around a big bend. And I can't see why we're stopped, and we're stopped, and we're stopped. So long that people start getting out of their cars. And we're all chatting with each other. And the oncoming traffic the other way is not stopped. But what happened 2 or 3 times, and it's got the big cement dividers between the lane that we're in and the lane for the oncoming traffic, people are driving like 70 miles an hour in this icy condition, and the cars are colliding and running down with sparks flying into the cement barriers. Car after car after car into these cement barriers, sparks everywhere. And we're all diving back into our cars for shelter like somebody's going to flip over the barrier. It was crazy. And eventually we're standing there so long that we walk around the corner. Somebody says to me, as we're walking around the corner, I'm trying to figure out what's going on. Somebody says to me, oh, they're salting the roads. I'm like, oh, well, I guess that makes sense. Go around the corner. There is a guy with a bucket and a scoop. And in the bucket is the salt.
He's hand salting Interstate 75.
Yes. He closed the interstate so he could hand salt the turn that we're on.
Hey, he was their best guy. He was one of their best salt guys. He really knew how to fling that little scooper of salt.
Unbelievable. Your hand salting a five-lane highway. Oh,
well,
man.
Well, this is the eternal dilemma with southern cities that only get snowfall or ice every once every 10 years. How much of a fleet of plows and or salt trucks do you want to maintain and keep on budget just for these occasions?
Well, apparently the answer is zero, because we were on the main artery during an ice storm, and we had a guy salting by hand.
Yeah. I mean, like, you know, I think this shot of snow down in New Orleans and the Gulf area, which is going to deliver 4 to 5 to 6 inches in some areas. I got to turn on the Weather Channel as soon as we're done here tonight to watch the weather somewhere else today. That's going to be gone in 2 or 3 days. Would you rather your municipality spend money on plows you might use once every 10 years, or just agree that, hey, life may shut down for 48 hours once every 10 years and we'll deal with it?
Yeah, I mean, there's a financial calculus there, right? I think that, you know, you could have 4 salt trucks for the whole city, and you could do, like, the main areas and the big highways, but
Would that do any good? I mean, you're talking restaurants that lose, you know, nights of revenue that they'll never make up because of the weather. You're talking about delayed shipments. And, you know, there's also a concern medically of, okay, I've got to have a life-saving procedure, and it has to be this date. I can't have it delayed, you know, that kind of thing. But anyway, it's just one of those dilemmas. The World Series, Super Bowl, the Olympics. The world's top athletes get to play in these top-level sporting events thanks to one thing: teamwork. And teamwork can also protect your financial legacy and your family's future. SelectQuote's licensed insurance agents are the perfect teammates when shopping for a customized, affordable life insurance plan. They can find you the right policy to keep your financial legacy safely in your family's end zone. Get the right life insurance for you for less at SelectQuote.com/Zabe. That's SelectQuote.com/Zabe. Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo today to get started. That's SelectQuote.com/Zabe. Hey, everybody. El Baldo here. Look, I know what you're thinking. Pretty ironic having me talk about hair loss prevention, right? Well, my hairline is long gone. Maybe there's still hope for yours. In fact, I think there is. Let me tell you, if I'd known about Hims back in the day, who knows? I could have been a player, Jerry. Maybe I wouldn't be rocking the chrome dome now. But here's the deal. Hair loss isn't fun to talk about, but Hims makes dealing with it incredibly easy. No awkward doctor visits, no uncomfortable conversations. Just answer a few questions and their medical providers will determine if the treatment is right for you. They've got everything from chewable tablets to sprays and serums using clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can help regrow your hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. And get this, they'll ship it right to your door for free if prescribed, all for one low price, no insurance needed. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Zabe. That's hims.com/Zabe. Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo for your personalized hair loss treatment options. That's hims.com/Zabe. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
They say to fully enjoy life, you should collect experiences, not things. Physical things you buy become outdated. They lose their appeal. But an experience lasts forever and grows over the years. That's why I want you to know about the Mervis Diamonds South Africa Safari coming this March 2025. Enjoy a 5-star luxury adventure with native South African and longtime fixture on the DC diamond scene, Ronnie Mervis himself, leading the group. I've been on the trip twice, and it is spectacular. You'll fly to Cape Town, see the legendary Table Mountain, visit wine country and the spectacular coast. Then it's off to the Kapama Game Reserve to see the Big Five in their natural habitat: lion, elephant, Cape buffalo, leopard, and rhino. Finally, a tour of the Cullinan Diamond Mine in Johannesburg to see where the sparkly magic comes from. All told, 11 luxury days on the ground, all-inclusive, for just $6,300 a person. This is it, people. The banger safari trip of a lifetime. I've been twice with Ronnie. You will not be disappointed. I guarantee it. Book now. Space is limited, and it's filling up quick. For more information, go to MervisDiamond.com/safari or call travel consultant John Almeida at 888-722-4872 and tell him I sent you. Remember, life is short. Collect memories, not things. We might be in the final quarter of the football season, but that doesn't mean winning season is over. Oh no. With MyBookie and its cash out system, you are in control of how you bet and how you win for the rest of the season. Season win totals, parlays, points totals. If you're on the right side, you can get out while the getting is good. Cash out. Use the funds on other bets, or just let it ride for the chance at a bigger payday. Any way you slice it, you are in control. To get started, go to mybookie.ag now. That's mybookie.ag. Register for an account for free. When you're ready, make your first deposit, and remember to use promo code ZABE. That's Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo, and grab a welcome bonus on the house. That's promo code ZABE to claim your deposit bonus. The season is running out, but winning season has just begun. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere at mybookie.ag. Let's go to topic three, Vegas tipping.
Vegas tipping, Zabe. This is trending on Twitter. Congrats the asshat who hit the elusive $19,000 jackpot on a slot machine called Dragon Link at a Vegas casino. Tipped the attendant.
Dragon Link, yes.
Yep. I don't know the Dragon Link. Attendant.
You don't play slots?
No. Slots is a game of zero skill. I only play games of skill, Zabe. I want to believe that I can control the outcome.
You want some choice in your playing.
Do you play craps? I need that. Yes, I like craps a lot.
You like craps, but is that skill? You're choosing where to bet. Yes.
Yes, and choosing where to bet, the odds, timing.
What about choosing whether to play two lines, five lines, multipliers, and slots? That doesn't count.
I don't know. I mean, is there anything to that? I mean, maybe. Yeah, you could. I don't think there's any skill to that, but
there's. I have a system when I play slots, which is to.
What is it?
You know, go low totals. And when I'm on a real cold streak, like haven't had any, payback in over 10 spins, then I go to double or triple because I figured due theory. I'm due to hit one.
Do the machines work that way? Do their algorithms work that way? We know that they're set to a percentage payout, like 92%, right? Mm-hmm. But do the machines, if they've been running cold and they're going, oh, hey, we're way under the 92%, do they self-correct to bring it up to the 92%?
I don't think so, but Rasheed Wallace once told me, ball don't lie. Dragon Link don't lie. When you're ice cold, start up in your bet. You're due.
The attendant got tipped $0 on 19,000. Uh-huh. The cocktail server more ignominiously got $1. Now, I think that's even worse, because I think you could make a case that the person who hit the $19,000 jackpot does not know the tipping protocol. Perhaps that the person who walks out and puts the $100 bills in your hand, is it $190? I think it is. $100 bills in your hand.
Wait a minute. Do they pay out at the machine that large?
They do.
Or is it?
I believe so.
So it's not at the cage and it's not a check.
The most I've ever won is $2,000.
Check. Okay.
Yeah. I don't know the answer to that, but you're right. I mean, at some point, they're not putting cash in your hand, and I'd love to know what that difference is.
Generally, the winnings are 25 grand or less. Okay. Winners can choose between cash or a check. Now, the other thing I'd be concerned about is that, you know, lights go off, ding, 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 ding. There's always like some commotion on the floor. Look at this. Somebody hit the jackpot. They're now handing you all this money and everyone sees exactly who you are.
Exactly.
And where you're going.
Right. You are in mortal danger at that point. Right.
Yes.
You are in serious jeopardy. I would get security and then have the security person walk me to my car, I think. And then I would tip the security person. That seems like a reasonable way to go.
Yeah, what about when the crooks follow you in their car and drive you off the road?
Well, that could happen.
I mean, in society, you know, you never know what's going to happen.
Have you ever had a call attendant moment in your betting history?
Well, let's just deal with the tipping aspect of it. It's traditional, they say in Vegas, to tip 1% on big jackpots, to 1% to the slot attendant, and then 1% to the cocktail server that is managing that cluster of machines. 1% of 18,000 is
$180? Yes, $180.
Okay. So is $200 going to change the life of the cocktail server or the attendant?
It's clearly not life-changing money, but that might be as much as they would otherwise make that night. You might double what they made that day, something like that.
Okay. All right. I would do it. I would tip to keep my karma shiny, not because I believe that they earned $200 just because I got lucky. Because guess what? When you lose your ass at Dragon Link, the cocktail server and the attendant are not running over to go, hey, you know what?
Give you some money.
Oh, you just lost $2,000. Here's $100 for my tips because, you know, you at least bought a lot of drinks from me. It's a one-way street.
It is a one-way street, but that is protocol.
Yeah, I would do it to keep my karma shiny. I don't think it's as much of an outrage as the Vegas people are making it out to be. I mean, look.
But it's a tipping culture in Vegas, right? I mean, this is endemic in what they do for so many people there that I think there is a lot of outrage because that's how people make their living there. It's a tip-based
I don't know why
culture.
You need an attendant at the slot machines. It prints out a coupon. Even if it's a coupon for 18 grand, you grab that coupon, you run to the cage, and away you go.
Yeah, you're right. I bet the days when I hit, the only time I've ever had the attendant come out and pay me was 15 years ago, before they had the tickets. And then I had to wait, and it took like 15 minutes before somebody showed up. And then I won $2,000, and they put they put all the $100 bills in your hand. And by the way, the last hundred is not broken down by 20s and 5s and 1s. The last 100 is still $100 because they're hoping that you're going to give up the $100 in the tip.
Yeah. What if they? What if it was Brandine? Hey, Brandine. What if Brandine finally comes over as the attendant to pay you out, but he had to wait an extraordinary amount of time, 10, 15 minutes, while everyone is gawking around going, oh, look at this guy here. Look at this chump from Minnesota. I'm going to rob his ass blind on this Dragon Link jackpot. And you're looking around going, where the fuck is the attendant right now? And she comes back stinking of Marlboro Lights. Oh, hey, okay, I guess I got to pay you out now. What if she does a shitty job and she was slow and off duty and not doing her job? You going to tip her then? Huh? You going to tip her then, George?
My buddy, Paulie Howard, who works at VEASAN, has a great story about this. It is a very good story. His girlfriend asks him to marry her. She proposes to him. He says no. 2 weeks later, she hits the $14 million slots jackpot on one of those things that where all the casinos are pouring into it.
Networked together, yes.
Yes, they're all networked together. That's right. She hit the $14 million jackpot. And one of the things that I remember vividly from him telling the story, they don't let you leave. It took her 2.5 days to get out of the casino. And they start doing... Why? Well, first...
2.5 days.
Two and
I
half
hope
days.
They gave her a room.
Well, they didn't give her a room. but they set her up in the penthouse. But it wasn't free. She ended
up... Because they want her to gamble it back.
Yes, they want her to spend it back. So they slowboat everything, right? So, of course, they're going to do the check the tape thoroughly, right? You know, we gotta do an audit of the internal mechanics of the whole system. We got to make sure you didn't game it. We got to look into your background check. I mean, like the whole thing. So they find all these ways to slow it down. They put, you know, she's up in the penthouse. She's spending, you know, 20 grand a night in the penthouse because she just spending made 14 million.
Spending it or she's getting it comped?
Spending it.
Why is she now, spending that money?
Because she's got, I mean, it's a, you know, she's getting 14 million. So they start, they start working.
I would have gotten an economy room and I would have demanded that I get comped. Be like, you're going to slow walk me on this. Fuck you. I'm going to keep every penny I can of this 14 mil.
They treat you like the most important person in the casino and you're not used to that.
Yeah,
and
but, they make you pay 20 grand for the suite.
Yes, they do. And oh, by the way, now
that's
also,
not making me feel important. That makes me feel like I'm getting ripped off.
The whole casino cares about you, and now suddenly you've got your own valet, you've got people attending to you, you've got all of these people that it feels great, and they're all in it for the tips and the bill and everything
else. They want to claw whatever they can back of the 14
million
before
you get out. Yes,
these fucking casinos, you know, they win and win and win hand over fist. With plane loads of tourists every goddamn day. And then they have to pay out once, and they don't want to do it. It burns them. They're like, ah, fuck. We got to pay out a jackpot. All right, well, how do we slow walk it? How do we make it a pain in the ass? Man, they are greedy sons of bitches.
They are. It's crazy. All right,
cut four. The Joe Schmo Show is back, baby.
Yes, this is the original Joe Schmo Show is 20 years old, and it's fascinating, Zabe. So here's what they did. They did have you ever seen Big Brother?
Yes.
The reality show where everybody's in the house and somebody gets voted off every week and you want to be the last one standing, right? That's the core premise of this.
Right.
The Joe Schmo Show, same idea. They got all these people in a house, and every week they're voting somebody out. But the premise on the Joe Schmo Show is phenomenal. The whole thing is a hoax, except the one real guy who doesn't know it's a hoax. Everybody else is an actor in the show.
So there's one schmo. There's one schmo, and the rest are actors.
That's right. And it was awesome. It was on the now dead Spike channel, the original Joe Schmo Show. And Spike, you remember,
this was January of 2013.
Okay, 2013. Thank you. That might have been the middle one. I think there was one before that. I think the original one, I think they've done it three times now. The third one started.
Actually, you're right. December 2012.
Tonight? 2012?
No, it says...
Before that. Before that. I think this is going to be like 2005 or something.
Okay. All right. Go ahead.
So,
no, you're right. They had 2003... to 2004, and then a reboot in 2013. Right. This is now a three-boot of the third go-round of it.
And this one's on TNT. All right, so the first one, this thing was great. So they found this guy in Pennsylvania, and he's the most earnest, likable guy. And they put him into these absurd situations, like they have all these challenges. So you can get immunity, and you know you can figure out who you're going to vote for and stuff. One of the challenges, Abe, was who can leave their hand on a high-priced hooker for the longest? Another one was you had to...
Do you get to pick the spot to leave it on? Because
they did that in order.
The right breast.
Exactly. Exactly. They did it in order. So people got to pick, and they would choose stuff like that. Another contest that I remember, you had to... They had another very pretty girl. You had to lick the chocolate off of parts of her body to find the secret words that were under the chocolate.
The chocolate.
Yes. And Joe Schmo, he's just some guy, right? And these are the challenges. And the show is great.
So they knew that this humble guy was going to be a bit intimidated, if not repulsed, at these acts. But he wanted to win the game.
That's right. But he wanted to win.
The whole setup. And so you're laughing at the guy. Okay.
Yes.
That sounds borderline cruel.
It ended up being amazing at the end of the day. And you end up loving this guy so much. And the show was the first time on television for Kristen Wiig. This was her breakout role.
Get out.
Was the Joe Schmo Show in 2023. She was one of the characters. She was one of the bits. She played a quack psychiatrist who had hand puppets and would do psychiatry with hand puppets. And it was
there she is right there. Dr. Pat was her name.
Yep.
And that was just, name. With darker brunette hair, just gorgeous. Love her. She's always been, Kristen Wiig has been the attainable Jennifer Aniston.
Oh,
she looks like Jennifer Aniston, echoes of it, but a more average. So you think like she's attainable as a regular civilian. And
that's
funny
right.
as hell. Great comedic timing funny. And everything else. Yeah.
Bridesmaids is one of the great female-led comedies of all time.
Absolutely.
So much better than Christmas Vacation.
Well, I'm glad you have some sense of humor there.
Yes.
Cut five, the Commanders.
All right, so tell me, just give me the vibe in Washington right now. All we have to do is go back to like week one, and your team was playing an empty stadium, right? Now
they played in Tampa week one, I think.
You know
what
I'm saying?
But the first, it wasn't empty. But they haven't even been selling out until the very end of the season because the stadium is such a dump. And the upper deck seats feel so removed. But they've been getting good, energetic crowds, though. I would say the vibe is of stunned, cautious optimism, where they're hoping to find some bloodlust for a division rival that is searingly hated historically.
Yes.
I mean, the Eagles authored the body bag game against the Redskins back in the day where they knocked out, I think, 12 players with injury.
Good
Not
God,
any,
really?
Yeah. Oh, the body bag game was unbelievable. They finished the game with no quarterbacks. They had Brian Mitchell, our punt returner, running quarterback because he played it in college at Southwest Louisiana.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
The body bag game is infamous, and it was all just they just played so physical. They beat the shit out of the Redskins. So there is a real hatred. Like I would say, the Viking Packer side hatred is the same as Redskins Eagles. Bears-Packers is the iconic rivalry, just like Cowboys-Redskins is the iconic one. But the real heat is between these two franchises. And so, and the proximity being just up 95.
Right.
I mean, and I think they got a real shot because Hurts is not healthy. And they have a problem passing the ball. Their passing game is shit.
It's not good right now. It isn't good. It's you know, for all the talent that they've got, Dallas Goedert and A.J. Brown and Devonta Smith, Jalen Hurts, you'd think that passing attack would be just dynamite and dependable. A.J. Brown, his last two games, what do you got, like three catches? I mean, it's been problematic. And the fact that the Commanders beat them most recently, granted without Jalen Hurts, who got knocked out early in that game.
Right.
It was still a big hallmark game for the young career of Jaden Daniels. And they've got to be, your fan base has got to be elated. You've got one of the best performing rookie quarterbacks in the history of the league.
Yeah, they're very happy with him. He's tremendous, and he ripped the shit out of the Lions, who thought it was just going to be a cakewalk of a game. Don't know if the Eagles feel differently. They've seen him twice already. I think there's a huge institutional knowledge of we've faced this guy twice, so we've got a good read on him. Plus, it doesn't hurt that Andre Carter is going – did I say Andre Carter? Jalen Carter. Jalen Carter is going to be going against a replacement right guard because Sam Cosmi is out. Jalen Carter could fucking throw all pros. Like, Jalen Carter is the closest second coming of Aaron Donald that we have had, I believe. So it could be a game to feast. But I'm going to give you one more thing about the Eagles. Ready? Here are the seven sacks against Jalen Hurts. I'm going to throw some numbers at you. Ready?
Yeah.
4.01, 3.36, 1.88, 5.31, 3.71, 3.27, 3.86. Do you know what those numbers represent?
Seconds in the pocket before he was sacked.
Exactly. Time to sack. In a league in which the average TTR, time to release, is 2.26. 2.6, I think. All those numbers are horrible except for the 1.8 in which the guy got beat right away and he just had to eat it. Fours, threes, fives, high threes, not good. Hurts has got to get the ball out of his hands a lot quicker, and he's not going to be very mobile. So we'll see. We'll see. Last ad, Brady-era Patriots versus Mahomes-era Chiefs. Which one is more hateable?
So on the Patriots side, it's so easy to hate Bill Belichick and to a lesser degree Tom Brady, but I have really no animosity for Tom there. Whatsoever.
I mean, Belichick. I'm a good coach. Why would you hate me? Look at me. I've got a 24-year-old girlfriend. She's hot. I mean, look at me. I'm a fat slob, but I got money. She's blowing me. Why do you hate me? I'm not hateable.
On working against the Chiefs, the fact that not only do I have to watch them when their games are on, I have to see Patrick Mahomes or Andy Reid every single commercial break.
Thank you.
I can't escape the freaking Chiefs. Can I just have some downtime from the Chiefs? Every game is nationally televised. At worst, it's a 4 o'clock Eastern start. And more often, and just as often, it's a Thursday, it's a Monday night game, a Sunday night game, Thursday night game, constantly on national television. And then the incessant commercials.
Chiefs fatigue is real.
Chiefs doubt.
Right. Chiefs fatigue is real. Taylor Swift fatigue is real. The announcers, especially the analysts like Collinsworth, blowing Mahomes is the fatigue on that is real. There's a lot to it. And then you add the referees, which Chief fans, some of them still want to sell us that, oh, no, Mahomes doesn't get any more personal foul calls than any other quarterback in the league. They want us to believe what we're not seeing. You're fucking crazy. We all see it. So, yeah.
Zabe, in the 10 Mahomes-era playoff games, do you know how many times the Chiefs have been more penalized than their opponents?
How many?
Zero.
And with that, we'll just end the podcast. Charge, great play calling today. You must be like the Ben Johnson of podcast play calling. Everyone's all hyped in Chicago. New era for the Bears. And somebody said they get a new era every 3 years.
It all sounds good on day one, doesn't it, Zabe?
As a Viking fan, are you at all concerned about, oh, no, the Bears might turn this shit around now?
Yes. Yes, I
you
am.
Are.
Yes,
I'm
I
not.
Am.
I'm not. They're the Bears. They're going to fuck it up. This is going to be a
glorious
disaster.
Mike McCarthy was right there. They could have gone Mike McCarthy.
All right. Charge,
thanks,
always
my man.
A pleasure. Thank you, buddy.
Yeah,
we'll
talk
see
to you next
all
week.
Right, there
bye
you
bye.
Go.
Some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a huge inheritance. But a phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard for a new one on us. Just trade in any phone from our top brands with select unlimited plans. $829.99 purchase with new smartphone line on select unlimited plans. Minimum $90 per month with auto pay plus taxes and fees for 36 months required. Less $830 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. Trade-in terms apply. Payoff phone requires smartphone purchase and port-in with new smartphone line on select plan. Must provide most recent bill showing payoff amount of eligible phone. Additional terms apply.
They say to fully enjoy life, you should collect experiences, not things. Physical things you buy become outdated. They lose their appeal. But an experience lasts forever and grows over the years. That's why I want you to know about the Mervis Diamonds South Africa Safari coming this March 2025. Enjoy a five-star luxury adventure with native South African and longtime fixture on the DC diamond scene, Ronnie Mervis himself, leading the group. I've been on the trip twice, and it is spectacular. You'll fly to Cape Town, see the legendary Table Mountain, visit wine country and the spectacular coast. Then it's off to the Kapama Game Reserve to see the Big Five in their natural habitat, lion, elephant, Cape buffalo, leopard, and rhino. Finally, a tour of the Cullinan Diamond Mine in Johannesburg to see where the sparkly magic comes from. All told, 11 luxury days on the ground, all inclusive for just $6,300 a person. This is it, people. The banger safari trip of a lifetime. I've been twice with Ronnie. You will not be disappointed. I guarantee it. Book now. Space is limited, and it's filling up quick. For more information, go to MervisDiamond.com/safari or call travel consultant John Almeida at 888-722-4872 and tell him I sent you. Remember, life is short. Collect memories, not things. We might be in the final quarter of the football season, but that doesn't mean winning season is over. Oh no. With MyBookie and its cash out system, you are in control of how you bet and how you win for the rest of the season. Season win totals, parlays, points totals. If you're on the right side, you can get out while the getting is good. Cash out. Use the funds on other bets, or just let it ride for the chance at a bigger payday. Any way you slice it, you are in control. To get started, go to mybookie.ag now. That's mybookie.ag. Register for an account for free. When you're ready, make your first deposit. And remember to use promo code ZABE. That's Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. And grab a welcome bonus on the house. That's promo code ZABE to claim your deposit bonus. The season is running out, but winning season has just begun. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere at mybookie.ag.